Blog Talk Radio.
And this song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Father. We glorify your name, O God. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Glory and honor to the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God the Father. May they be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. For there is no one like you, God. No one like our God in all the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. No one like our God in all of the earth. We bless your name on tonight, Father. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory and honor, majesty, dominion, and power belongs to you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Welcome, 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 each and every one. So will you be made whole now? Will you be made whole now? Prophetess Lori Mallowitz of Effectual Fervent Prayer Outreach Ministries in the city of Hartford, Connecticut. And we are here now with Pastor E of the Now Network out in California. Hallelujah. The overseer of this line. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for him. And each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters, each and every one that is listening, each and every one that is going through today, I hope that something will be said. I hope something will be heard in your hearing that will empower us and help us to continue on in this race. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless his name on this evening. I want to talk with us tonight on In the Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How many of you know that there's power in that name? Power of praying in the name of Jesus. If you will, please turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verses 16. No, verses 13 through 14. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Verses 13 to 14.
Thank you, God.
Whatever you ask in my name.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
Father.
Father
may be glorified in the Son.
Thank you, God.
If you ask me anything in my name.
Okay, Google. So in John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14 says, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And John, I want to go further on. And in John 16 and 23, John chapter 16, verse 23 through 24. John chapter 16, come on. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. In the day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy may be complete. Over and over again in scripture we read, in my name, in Jesus' name or in his name. The devils were powerless because of his name. In Luke chapter 10 and 17, the demons were cast out in his name. Mark 16, 17 through 18, healing occurred in his name. Acts 3 and 6, 3, 16 and 4 and 10. Salvation comes in his name. Acts 4, 12, Romans 10 and 13. We are baptized in his name. Matthew 28, 19. We are justified in his name. 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. Everything we do and say is done in the name of Jesus. We are talking about the name of Jesus in Colossians 3 and 17. But it is praying in Jesus' name that I want to bring to the forefront. Jesus has invited, urged, and commanded us to pray in his name and has promised incredible results. Do we hear this on tonight? If we pray in the name of Jesus, which he has invited us, urged, and commanded us to pray in his name. And what? And he has promised incredible results. That has been said in John 14 and 13, and John 16, 23 through 24 are some of the most powerful verses in all of the scripture related to prayer. In fact, when most of us pray, we conclude with the phrase,
praise in Jesus' name. But what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? When we pray in Jesus' name, number one, we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. We are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. When I pray in Jesus' name, I come boldly before God because of the power of his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It would be like a bride coming from abject poverty to marry a wealthy husband. At that point, the woman takes the name of her husband and all that entails. So she no longer acts in her name, but in his name. She has taken on her husband's last name. So she no longer acts in his name, but in her name, but in his name. So we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. There is no power in my name. I don't care how famous your name is. I don't care who your father is. I don't care what that last name he holds. But we are admitting bankruptcy of our own name. When we admit bankruptcy of our own name, then something happens in the name of Jesus. What? He promised incredible results. Number two, we identify with the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus has literally given us his name. When I use that name, I am confessing that he is mine and that I am his. That he is mine and I am his. It is like going to the bank of heaven, knowing I have nothing deposited. If I go in my name, I will get absolutely nothing. That if I go in my name, I will get absolutely nothing. But Jesus Christ has unlimited funds in heaven's bank, and he has granted me the privilege of going to the bank with his name on my check. I will receive incredible results. Number one, we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. Number two, we identify with the person of Jesus Christ. Number three, we pray in whose authority? In my authority, in your authority, apostles' authority, in bishops' authority, in ministers' authority. And whose authority do we pray in? We pray in the authority of Jesus' name, in his authority. We are like the child who picked up a policeman's hat, wandered out into a busy intersection, and began to direct traffic. Could you imagine that? Can you picture that? The people in the cars followed the child's direction because they respected his position of authority. To pray in his name is to act by his authority. And to act by his authority is to act in accordance to his will, as it is revealed in his word. In his authority. Number four, we submit to his will. That's a hard one because we don't want to submit. We don't want to submit to anybody. Husbands don't want to be in submission to the wife. Wives don't want to be in submission to her husband. When the Bible clearly says, submit to each other. But we really cannot submit to each other if we are not submitting to God's will, submitting to him, submission to the Father. Jesus' authority rested with his submission to the Father. And now if Jesus' authority rested with submission to the Father, so our authority rests with our submission to him as well. To act in his name is to act according to his nature. And his nature is one of submission. This, by the way, is why prayer that acts for things contrary to the word of God will never, never, never be answered. Will never be answered. Let me repeat that again. Jesus' authority rested in his submission to the Father. So our authority rests with our submission to him as well. To act in his name is to act according to his nature. And his nature is one of submission. Jesus submitted to the Father. This, by the way, is why prayer that acts for things contrary to the word of God will never be answered. Number one, what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? When we pray in Jesus' name, number one, we are admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. Number two, we identify with the person of Jesus Christ. Number three, we pray in his authority. Number four, we submit to his will. Number five, we are representing him and his interests here on earth. We are representing him. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we are representing him and his interests here on earth. Not our interests. We are not representing ourselves. We are not representing each other. We are not representing anyone else but him and his interests here on earth. It is much the same as the legal arrangement known as the power of attorney. What is the power of attorney? In such matters, one person may represent another in his absence. They act in their behalf. Jesus has given them every believer unlimited and general power of attorney in all matters, and with the right to use his name in every situation. We know when one of our loved ones gets sick, our mother or father or sister or brother or whatever, and they can no longer think for themselves. They can no longer act for themselves. They can no longer represent themselves. They can no longer run their bank account, their home situation, their lives. So they need a power of attorney, someone to act on their behalf. And this is the same as in the kingdom of God. We act on Jesus' behalf. Jesus has given us as believers unlimited and general power of attorney in all matters. In some matters, all matters, and with the right to use his name in every single situation. When we pray in the name of Jesus, number six, we pray expectantly. People of God, we must expect that when we pray in that name, that there's power in that name, that everything we ask for according to the will of the Father, according to the scripture, according to the word of God, we can expect what we ask for. When we pray in Jesus' name, we may expect the answer in accordance with the value of his name. What value of his name? There's power in that name. Everything is subject to that name. Healing takes place in his name. Deliverance takes place in that name. Cancer has to bow to that name. Diabetes has to bow to that name. High blood pressure has to bow to that name. Gout has to bow to that name. Schizophrenic has to bow to that name. Bipolar. Everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. So when we pray with great and excited, when we pray with great and excitement and expectation, excited expectation, that no, when we pray in that name, things must happen. It has to happen. We must expect, huh? What we must praise in that name, praise in his name. God revealed his divine name to Moses in rather a dramatic fashion. Moses, a fugitive, was tending sheep in Sinai. One day, all of a sudden, he sees a bush burning that does not consume itself. He goes to check it out, only to hear a voice asking him to remove his sandals, for the ground he is standing on is holy ground. From that bush, Moses hears the word of God and revelation of his holy name. The revelation Moses got of God's holy name. God revealed his name in the context of his care for his hurting people. God's response came to them in four significant verbs. God hears, God remembers, God feeds, and he is concerned. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, we must remember that God hears, he remembers, he sees, and he is concerned. So God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the Israelites, and he took notice because they prayed in that name. That name holds significance. It knows. It holds power. It denotes the God that we serve. And that same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, same God that we call on today. And God told Moses then, I will certainly be with you. God is with us, people of God. God is with us. God is with you. He's with me. God hears the pleas of his people. He remembers his covenant with his people. He sees the distress of his people. He is concerned about his people. He rescues his people. He promises to be with his people. So when we call on the name of Jesus, expect him to come. That he's going to rescue us. Know that he's concerned about us. Know that he is. I am, God says. I am who I am. I am who I am. He speaks of his essential being, that God is essential to the meaning of his deity. The name of Jesus is powerful. When we call on that name, we better expect something to happen. Do we really believe that on tonight, that there's power in the name of Jesus? Demons tremble at that name. They know that name. Do we know that name? That when we call on him, things got to bow. Satan's got to flee. So on tonight, will you be made whole now? Will you call upon his name? Will you know emphatically, without a shadow of a doubt, that when you call on the name of Jesus, things will happen? God bless you all. Tonight is short and sweet, but powerful. Just know that we're not just calling on that name for no reason. That when we call on the name of Jesus, he will come to rescue his people. And that is a promise from God. That is a promise from God. As he promised Moses, that is the same promise to you and I. So God bless you on tonight, each and every one of you. Under the sound of my voice, I thank you, Father, right now, Lord, as we continue to call on your son's name, God. You said, whatsoever we ask. You said, you will give whatsoever we ask in your name. So you said, until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy may be complete. Ask the Father what you need. Ask. Just ask him. And he said, your joy will be complete. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.